welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to yet another post from the unofficial station of the Post-Obama Nation on Radio Free America, your first choice for current news and interesting views about the rebirth of America after the end of the Barack Obama presidency, if indeed he ever legally takes the White House. Hello, fellow Americans. It's the fourth day of June in the year of our Lord, 2010, and I'm glad you could all make it. To pick up the story from our last podcast, it appears that we have no legitimate administrative branch of government. And the people who are supposed to replace the president, well, they have dirty hands also. And in fact, it looks like the whole DNC is in on the scam. Furthermore, papers filed with the Supreme Court by people just trying to get to the bottom of the issue are disappearing mysteriously. And the Supreme Court itself admits that it's evading the issue. What to do now? We learned that the Constitution is the absolute supreme law of the land, and it belongs to you and me. Now anybody can help enforce the law. You don't have to be a police officer. For example, if you saw somebody breaking into your house, would you help to enforce the law? Why, of course you would. If you saw somebody stealing somebody else's car, would you help enforce the law? Of course. And if you saw somebody setting fire to a public building, you would help enforce the law, wouldn't you? Well, the supreme law of the land is no different. You can help enforce that too. Furthermore, if you saw somebody else breaking the law, why, as an upright and honest citizen, you wouldn't help them either, would you? For example, if you saw a mugger in the park trying to stab somebody and he asked you for help, why, you wouldn't help him, would you? Of course not. And it's no different with the highest law in the land, the Constitution. You shouldn't go along with anybody trying to ignore it or break that law. Please allow me to read to you a little summary of this common sense view of reality issued by the Supreme Court itself. The general misconception is that any statute passed by legislators bearing the appearance of law constitutes the law of the land. The Constitution of the United States is the supreme law of the land, and any statute to be valid must be in agreement. The general rule is that an unconstitutional statute, though having the form and name of law, is in reality no law, but is wholly void and ineffective for any purpose. In other words, dictators, tyrants, and their cronies all over the rest of the world can make whatever law they like and enforce it. Not so in the United States, where, sure, a piece of paper can be hustled through the Senate and the Congress and even signed by a so-called president and look like a law, but in fact be nothing at all, where nobody should listen to it and nobody can enforce it. If it disagrees in any way with the freedoms assured to you by your Constitution. But it gets even better. An unconstitutional law, in legal contemplation, is as inoperative as if it had never been passed. And since an unconstitutional law is void, the general principles follow that it imposes no duties, confers no rights, creates no office, bestows no power or authority on anyone, affords no protection, and justifies no acts performed under it. No one is bound to obey an unconstitutional law, and no courts are bound to enforce it. In other words, any act not in agreement with the Constitution is dead. Dead from day one, and anything that results from that act must legally be disobeyed from day one. Going against the Constitution is going against the law, the highest law of the land, and any law that purports to disagree with that law is an illegal law. Period.
rewind this as many times as you need to get that memorized. I'm glad we got this settled. A number of courageous individuals in our military have already begun to obey the law by disobeying any and all illegitimate orders issued by a president who will not prove his constitutional eligibility to hold the office at all, let alone to issue orders from it. And I encourage all of you, my fellow Americans, to obey the law also by disobeying any and all orders coming from individuals merely pretending to hold an office of the United States by virtue of the fact that they are not constitutionally entitled to hold that office, and by virtue of the fact that what they are telling you to do is against the law, by being against the Constitution, which is the highest law. Yes, let us all be law-abiding in the highest and most significant way. Let's all say no to political hacks who want us to break the law, the highest law of the land, the Constitution. And furthermore, let's restore respect to our government by removing those people who disobey the Constitution, who have taken their oaths frivolously or deceptively, and who attempt in various sneaky ways to get around the Constitution that they've sworn to protect and uphold. Remember the movie V is for Vendetta? If you haven't seen it, rent it today. It's about a tyrannical government that tries to control the media and dupe all the people. Now, I don't want to spoil the ending for you, but suffice it to say that if all the people who are being oppressed stand together and simply say no, well, a tyrannical dictator can only stand there and squeal out his orders, and it's pretty much the end of his tyrannical dictatorship anyway, isn't it? All you fellow police officers, sheriffs, men and women in the military, as the expression goes, you know what you must do. The highest law of the land is the law to obey. It is up to all of us as American citizens to uphold this law of the Constitution. But none have more of an obligation to do so than those of us who have sworn a solemn oath to protect the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Fortunately for everyone, there's a rekindling of interest in the constitutional responsibilities of all of our police and military. You can find out more about this at oathkeepers.org. It's easy to become a member, and encouraging to see how many men and women in uniform there are who take seriously the defense of your Constitution and of your freedom. In fact, next time you see a policeman, a sheriff, or a member of the military, remember to thank them for protecting our Constitution. It's their job. But I know it's more than just a paycheck for so many of them. It's something that they believe in. If you have friends in uniform, why not pass along a copy of this podcast to them? They might find it informative, and that way I can thank them myself. Be sure to join us for our next fascinating podcast, when we'll return with a summary of the Barack Obama treason trial. Was he found guilty? And what new light can it shine for us on his deliberately obscure past? Well, my fellow Americans, that's all we have time for today. So until next time, be of good cheer, love one another, and keep your powder dry. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to our RSS feed at postobamanation.blogspot.com, and don't forget to tell your friends. The Post Obama Nation's bumper music is the Siam Blues, courtesy of Logan and Brandon. The Post Obama Nation is not affiliated with the Obama Nation of Desolation or any other news broadcast.